Imagine investing $800,000 into a program and see it generate $6 million in just a year. Local First Arizona says it's happening through the Arizona Economic Recovery Center. From KJZZ's Business Desk, Christina Estes reports on how the grant program works and who it benefits.
Hello. Vendors at the Prescott Farmers Market are experts on cucumbers, carrots, and chickens. Not necessarily on grant lingo like NOFAs, NOFOs, and 990s.
As a small nonprofit, we get really siloed in our community and in what we know.
Kathleen Yetman is the market's executive director.
What's really challenging sometimes with grants is that you know that you have a really great need and you know that this is a viable project, but convincing someone on the other side of the country that it is, that doesn't understand the demographics or the location, the landscape of where you are, is really challenging.
The farmers market had started working on a federal grant application when Yetman attended a presentation by Local First Arizona's Kimber Lanning.
We've contracted with grant writers and project managers and facilitators and others that can help build capacity and collaboration so that Arizona can be more competitive and more of these dollars can come back to our state.
The program provides grant writers to small towns, tribes, and nonprofits without their own. The Nogales Community Development Corporation received the first grant, $50,000, from the federal government to secure a place for small enterprises to operate in the heart of the business district.
We all did a huge dance in the office.
They've celebrated 50 more times as organizations racked up $6 million in awards. It started 13 months ago when Lanning convinced donors to chip in $800,000 to launch the center.
So every dollar in yields $28 back for our communities.
It was a game changer for us.
Kerwin Brown is interim executive director for Tanner Community Development Corporation.
It was formed as an offshoot of Tanner Chapel AME Church, which is the oldest African-American congregation in Arizona.
Brown heard about a state grant that could help Tanner CDC's goal of building a community of tiny homes for veterans.
For them to be homeless out there, to me, is just criminal.
They could request more than $400,000 to hire architects and others to show how the project would work. It was an exciting, rare opportunity with a tight turnaround, about 5 days to write and submit a proposal.
I don't have a grant writer here. You know, if we're going to do research, everybody's got to be all on board and start Google searching.
Fortunately, Local First connected Brown's team with a professional grant writer, and they got it. That success led Tanner CDC to apply for nearly $3 million in federal funds to offer veteran services and build 35 homes.
There will be a certain number that will be 600 square feet, and there will be a fewer that will be 400 square feet. They look amazing. You've got a little front porch and place for a carport on the side.
Kimber Lanning says one of the smallest grants went to an arts organization on the Navajo Nation.
But that $2,000 afforded them 6 acoustic guitars, and they were actually able to start a guitar class as an after-school program. And that's transformative.
More than $1 million will land in northeastern Arizona. That's where St. John's, the Apache County seat, will house a workforce innovation center. But getting a grant is only the beginning.
Just because you have a bunch of money tomorrow doesn't mean you're going to be effective with that money, nor does it mean that when that money runs out, you're going to be in a position to demonstrate using data and stories how you effectively created change, which is the only way to re-win a grant is if you're successful the first time.
The Arizona Economic Recovery Center will soon launch a Navigator program to help grant recipients plan long-term.
Like T-Bone or New York Shave?
Including the Prescott Farmers Market. Kathleen Yetman says they'll use nearly $350,000 in federal funds to test a food hub downtown. It'll have a community kitchen for meal preparation and a new wholesale operation for Yavapai County farmers.
Farmers are like at capacity of what they can do, and trying to get them to expand their knowledge to set up wholesaling accounts is just asking too much. And so we realized that what we could do is be kind of the liaison, and we can help them get their food into restaurants through a wholesale account.
By setting up the wholesale system, farmers can focus on what they do best.
Cucumbers freshly picked this morning, squash.
Growing fruits and vegetables while increasing business with restaurants that can highlight more fresh local food. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.